Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. I'm Michael Finney. We're going to begin by talking about your health insurance. What is your copay for medication? Did you say it's free if it comes through the mail, or $20 if you go down to the drugstore? Well, if you did, you could be wrong, and it could cost your family thousands of dollars. Various health insurance companies and employers are now shifting the cost of expensive illnesses to the patient. And they're doing it in small print. Most patients we've spoke with and have heard about didn't even know this was going to happen. Insurance companies are ranking drugs tier 1, 2, 3, 4, and sometimes tier 5. Tier 4 drugs are life-saving drugs that are hugely expensive. Often they treat cancers or MS or some of the orphan diseases out there. Those are the diseases that not very many of us get. And so the drugs to combat these diseases are very expensive. Thousands of dollars a year, sometimes thousands of dollars a month. Well, patients are used to showing up at their drugstore, paying $20 or whatever their copay is, and walking away with the drug. Well, recently, they've been getting a surprise, and it's not a good surprise. They go in to get their month's supply of life-saving drugs, and rather than paying $20, they're being told that'll be $200, that'll be $400, that'll be $600. It's happening more on the East Coast, apparently, than here, but it's all tied to Tier 4 drugs. Tier 4 are the expensive life-saving drugs. And insurance companies are now saying if the drugs you're taking are Tier 1, 2, and 3, then the normal copayment will continue to be accepted. But if you need a Tier 4 life-saving drug, the copay is going to go up. This has the medical community very concerned. What they've told us is they're concerned there could someday be tier 4 diseases. Oh, I'm sorry, you have cancer? That's a very expensive cancer, Mr. Finney. You will have to pay more money to combat that. Or maybe you'll have to be on your own. We're not going to pay for that. Consumer advocates are now telling us this shows that some consumers who think they are insured are becoming less and less insured as time goes on. We will be reporting on this in the future, and you really should check in on abc7news.com and check out our report. This is very important, and it could affect any of us any day. As long as we're talking about affordable health care, Consumers Union has come out saying that they have just released a study looking at a government study that shows that health savings accounts don't work that well. That's where you put money aside and get a tax break. Well, what they're finding is the average person who will put that money aside has a gross adjusted income of $139,000. That's more than double the average adjusted gross income. What Consumers Union is saying is that high deductible insurance, which are often tied to these HSAs, health savings accounts, are splitting the wealthy and healthy from those who are sick and make moderate incomes. Consumers Union doesn't like it. And again, it's something to think about. Would you have money to put aside in a health savings account if your health insurance went over to that model? Consumers Union says we need a different model, that asking those of moderate means to save money for illnesses that may not occur is just never going to happen. Now let's talk about your credit score. This is interesting. Bankrate.com went looking and found that due to a coding error in Sallie Mae's system, approximately 10% of Sallie Mae borrowers' credit scores took a huge hit. A nasty surprise. What happened was, on May 8th, according to Bankrate.com, Sallie Mae made an error in the way it reported student loans to credit reporting agencies. And what it did was that it showed that extended repayment or graduated repayment plans that were set up and are normal got coded as if they were delinquent accounts. That could keep you from being able to buy a house, could charge you more on a car. Sallie Mae says we're on top of it. If you're concerned, do you have a Sallie Mae student loan? If so, you should go check your credit report for free at annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com, not free credit report. That is a for-profit venture. Go to annualcreditreport.com, get a free credit report, and make sure you haven't been dinged for a loan that you're paying on. Let's talk about big trucks driving down the highway. I've got to tell you, there is a real push in the trucking industry to get Congress to increase the load limits on trucks from 80,000 pounds to 97,000 pounds. Consumer advocates are concerned. They're saying that there is overwhelming scientific evidence that shows that larger trucks are harder to control. They rip up the highways and actually wreck bridges over time. Now, the trucking industry says that isn't true. You need to make up your own mind, and if you have a concern, you should contact your congressional representative. And as long as we're talking about very, very big trucks, let's talk about itsy-bitsy tiny cars, the smart car, the Smart 4.2. Have you seen this thing? It's just now hitting the Bay Area. It's been in Europe for years. It's this little tiny car. And every time I see one, I think, is that car safe? I mean, what happened if it got hit? Well, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety was wondering the same thing, so it started crash testing these puppies. And what it found is that it earned the top rating of good for front and side crash protection. Now, the Insurance Institute says, of course, the bigger the vehicle, the safer you're going to be, generally, as long as it is well designed. But here's this little tiny car that has been made safe, probably because all of us are looking at it thinking, okay, I see the gas mileage. I see how nice it would be to drive around town. I get the parking, but would I be safe? If you're interested, you should go to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety website, check out the crash test. Very cool. It shows good engineering can overcome horrible, horrible crashes. The price at the pump is causing consumers to shift driving and buying habits. If you commute to work, you have probably noticed there are fewer cars on the road. It doesn't take very many, 2, even 3% fewer cars, and it seems like you're on an empty highway. Well, that's what Angie's List, that's a consumer rating service, has found that 60% of us are changing the way we commute, shop, and just drive around town. That makes sense. And if you haven't changed the way you're using gasoline, you may want to think about it. We're headed towards $5 a gallon gasoline. Gasoline went up again this week. By the way, every time you hear that a barrel of oil has gone up by $1, that means the price at the pump per gallon will be 2.5 cents more in about 3 weeks. That's how it works here in California. A buck at the barrel is 2.5 cents a gallon at the pump. All of that said, $5 a gallon gas can still seem like a bargain. What, you say? How could that be? Well, it depends on what you're comparing it to. And the Car Care Council, you can tell they're pro-car people, say that a family of four traveling by air on a vacation will spend about $1,300 for tickets. Now, they say the same family of four traveling by SUV with $5 a gallon gasoline will only be paying about $343. And that's true, but they also point out you do have to consider tire wear, maintenance, and all of the rest. Still, driving on a vacation, even in a gas guzzler, tends to be cheaper than taking an airplane. So if you're looking at saving money this year, the economy is a bit shaky. If you're looking at saving some money, would still like to take a trip, consider, I don't know, around here I'd consider Tahoe, but consider driving and don't let $5 a gallon gasoline scare you away from a nice family vacation. Just make that $5 a gallon go as far as you can. Now, all of that said, we're finding that the weak dollar, canceled flights, $4 a gallon gasoline, all of that is not keeping Americans at home. About 25 million people are expected to travel overseas this year. It's amazing. Americans love to travel. We're becoming like Europe that way. We expect a great vacation. If we have anywhere near the money or the credit card space, we'll go take a trip. Well, a lot of folks waste a lot of money when they go overseas by changing currency and getting dinged. So what you want to do is trade a little currency here, and you'll get a fairly decent price if you go to a bank. Now, if you go to a kiosk on the street in a tourist area, you're going to get beat up here or abroad. So you should go to a bank and get a couple $100 so that you have taxi money and tip money when you hit the ground wherever it is you're going. Then once you're there, consider using an ATM or a credit card. You will receive money in local currency, although most banks will charge you a transaction fee. If you shop around, you can find very, very low fees. And even with those fees, it's often much cheaper than exchanging money. So something to think about if you're getting ready to go overseas. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thank you for downloading it. I'll be back next week. I'm Michael Finney. Make sure you check out our reports on 7 on Your Side here on ABC 7 News every Monday through Friday. And I'm on The View from the Bay. That's our afternoon entertainment show that's fabulous. And it's on every day between 3 and 4. My reports can be seen on Monday and Friday. I'm Michael Finney. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on Your Side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.